Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Hey, remember to download the study. Remember to download the study notes for this week's broadcast. They're free. Go to kcm.org. You'll be glad you did. kcm.org/notes. I got it. Amen. Father, we thank you and praise you today. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for all of our partners and all that are watching and that all that are listening by radio all over this earth. And we give you the praise and the honor, sir. We open our eyes, ears, we open our hearts to you for revelation concerning the laws that govern the faith of God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at our foundation scripture for these studies, for all last week and this week, which is Romans 3:27. Let's read the 26th verse. Do you ever do that? They start, the next one, that looks so good. Yeah, but that one looks so good. Yeah, but that one looks so good. Let's just back up here and verse 21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Now, you notice that it's faith, the faith of Jesus. That's the faith that we have in us. We were born again, not of corruptible seed, incorruptible by the Word of God, which is alive and abides forever. The faith of God was in the seed that struck our spirit by the Holy Spirit and caused our spirit man to be reborn. Faith is of the spirit, of the heart, not the mind and not the body. Amen. So now let's look at that again. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus, or which is by faith in Jesus, can be translated either way, and both are exactly right. Unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now, let me show you something here. One of the most famous lines of religion. Christianity is not a religion. Did you hear me? Different religions have been made out of it, but Christianity is the Father and His family. It's not a religion. But how many of you have heard, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? Yes, we're just old sinners, saved by grace. And some of us ain't even saved by grace. I mean, come on, man. But you just pull that verse out of there and just throw it out there at somebody, and it creates condemnation. But now look at its setting. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all. Well, I'm part of that, aren't you? Yes. And upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified or made righteous freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Glory to God, whom God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. Well, there's faith again. You have faith in the blood of Jesus? I surely do. Amen. to declare His righteousness for the remission of sin. Not forgiveness, remission. Remission means to completely remove it. That are passed through the forbearance of God to declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that He might be righteous and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. So faith functions according to spiritual laws. The 8th chapter then, the 2nd verse. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now that's I can see why the Lord had us read all of that today, because that word there that said all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, there's no difference. So that means faith will work for anybody that'll put the laws to work. There's no such thing as faith that doesn't work. There's no such thing as the word that doesn't work. There is misuse of the word. That won't work. There's misuse of faith. Or just because you think it ought to be that way. I've heard this. I've mentioned it already this week, but I won't mention it again. I heard this as a young boy growing up in church. I heard it. And I still had this same kind of idea. Even when I went to Oral Roberts University, I was 30 years old. I was scripturally literate. I didn't know anything about the Word. But I had a hunger for faith. I mean, I hadn't been born again 2 or 3 days until I remember I'm reading the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, without faith, by faith, Abraham, by faith, all of that. I said, Gloria, look at this. This is the Hall of Fame. Glory to God, look at this. If we could just get this faith, if we could get a hold of this, man, I mean, hey, this we got to have this. Well, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know where you got it. I didn't know how to use it. I just saw somebody did, and hey, this is good. And so I kept going to different churches and stuff looking for faith. Well, and I'd hear people say, well, now you ought to have faith in God. Yeah, come on. Okay, come on, man. Yeah, amen. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, right there. There it is, right there in the 11th chapter. And this is what will happen if you have faith. Yeah, that's right. Okay, good. Yeah. And this is what will happen if you don't have faith. Oh, yeah, glory to God. And then the next Sunday we'd come back and he'd preach on 2 frogs in Revelation and Paul's thorn in the flesh. What happened to the faith? Well, And dare I say anything about it? Could you tell me how to get faith? I want to know about this now. I can see right here in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and I need to get this. Oh, now, young man, you need to be careful now. I don't want to be careful. I want to know about this. Amen. Well, I finally got in the company of some men that knew faith. Glory to God. And my first introduction, Hilton Sutton, Charles Rogers, praise God. And I saw these men had faith. Now I watched their lives, but I still wasn't quite there yet. I'd never heard either one of them sit down and teach on these laws. But then, when I obeyed God and went to Oral Roberts University, I'm watching Brother Roberts use his faith on purpose. And he would say things to me like, Kenneth, don't touch them till you're ready to release your faith. And I began to see, I thought, look at him. He uses faith the way a mechanic uses a tool. He does it on purpose. A mechanic goes to the box and he picks the tool he needs for the time, the very wrench that he needs, and he applies it. Oral Roberts does that with his faith. Well, he was not teaching on the subject of faith. He was using it. And I'm traveling with him. And I'm watching him do that. But then the Lord got Glory and me connected with Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. Oh, glory to God. He began to teach what faith is, how faith is released. Mark 11, 22, 23, 24. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The first tape of his I heard in 1967, I wound up, I was in my mother's house, I wound up on the floor of her den listening to that tape. It thrilled me so. Glory to God. It struck my spirit, and I could tell it. It was the integrity. This is the revelation that hit me. The integrity of this word. Glory to God. This is God's voice. This is God speaking to me. And then the more I learned, the more I realized that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, the same in the beginning with God. Oh my, this is God speaking to me. And I can believe this. It the integrity of this thing, the absolute integrity of the written Word, that this is as much a manifestation of God. I'm talking about this written contract with God. That this is as much a manifestation of God in the earth as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, and I could depend on it. I could stand on it. And then I saw it. Well, look at that. Romans 10, 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's the way it comes. Yes. Glory to God. And then I found out I've already got it. It's already in me. I don't have to pray and ask God for faith. I don't have to pray and ask God for more faith. No, there's more in there, praise God, than I know how to use now. Hallelujah. It's the faith of God. I just got shouting, kicking, screaming, happy, and I've been the same way ever since. In fact, if you want to know the truth, it has gotten on me again, praise God, just like it did back there 49 years ago. I am so thrilled in my spirit about it. Glory to God. Now then, we found out, see Romans 10, 17, that said that it comes by hearing by the Word of God. That's the way it comes. That's part of the laws of faith. That's what functions. Anybody can put that to work. That'll put it to work. Well, I just believe that faith comes by hard knocks and going through hard stuff. Well, I mean, you know, you have free choice. You can choose to believe that, but it don't work because it's a lie. You calling me a liar? No, I'm calling the fellow that told you that a lie. Well, I'll have you to know. Well, you can get huffy and mad at you if you want to, but it don't work, does it? Well, sometimes it's just not God's will. But see, that's another lie, stacked right on another lie. Because if you don't know the laws that work it, you'll believe that kind of stuff. But when you realize that this is the way it works, this is the manual. Well, you know, Brother Copeland, I now here's what I believe about it. Well, now what if I was an electrician and you come up and telling me, well, now Brother Copeland, here's what I believe about it. I notice you put the green wire over here and you put the red wire over here. But now, you know, now I can tell you something about the color green, and I can tell you something about the color red. And I just believe if you put the red wire over there, it'll work better. Well, you do it. I'm not going to. Because you fixing to get the knocked out of you when you look at it. Go ahead, though. Just help yourself. I mean, you're all that up on red and green. Just go ahead and do it. Why? What am I saying here? If you go to the electric manual, it'll tell you the red wire goes there and the green wire goes there, and you better not hook them up the other way. Man, they're going to pick you up across the room over there somewhere. Or it's just not going to work at all. Why? Because of the laws of physics, the laws that govern the flow of electricity. The laws of the Spirit govern the flow of faith. And when you cross them up, you involve fear. When you involve the other spiritual laws of the law of the Spirit of sin and death, Romans 8, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So, but when you cross them up, they don't work. Well, Brother Copeland, you know, I prayed and all that, and I know the Bible says that, but I just don't feel like I got anything. It didn't say you're saved as long as you feel like it. No, no. No, look at the 10th chapter of Romans. The righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. So righteousness which is of faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, that's, we just read that over there. If you shall confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes, that's faith, unto righteousness. And the mouth, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yeah, but I just don't feel like I got anything. No, there wasn't anything in there about feelings. Because you're trying to mix faith with flesh. You're trying to mix God's faith with natural human faith. Natural human faith believes what it sees and what it hears, and makes certain decisions based on that. And that's proper in the mental flesh realm. Yeah, I mean, you see a truck coming down the highway down there, you need to believe that. If you walk in the room and you see a chair with a broken leg, don't go sit down on it anyway. That's the way natural human faith works, and it believes what it sees, and it believes what it hears, and what it feels. Takes information from the natural world and makes certain natural decisions on it. But when you go over into the realm of the Spirit, see, Thomas tried to do that in the 20th chapter of John's Gospel after Jesus had been raised from the dead. Other members of Jesus' staff had come to him and told him, we've seen Jesus. He's alive. He said, no, I ain't going to believe that. I will not. Hear his will thinking and his thoughts. I will not believe that unless I put my finger in the holes in his hand, unless I put my hand in the hole in his side. Jesus came into the room, glory to God, and suddenly Thomas saw him. And Jesus said, Thomas, put your hand in this hole. Behold my hands. Give me a hand. Put it in this hole in my side. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. What did he believe? What he could see and what he could feel. But he hadn't believed anything in his spirit yet. He hadn't used a bit of faith. He's still using his natural physical senses to believe something. Jesus said, you believe, he said, Thomas, quit being faithless. You have believed because you have seen. Blessed are those who have believed and not seen. As long as you're believing, you're using the law of works. You're believing what you can feel and see. I can see and feel this rash on my hand and arm, so I must not be healed. Long as you're doing that, there's nothing to change that. But the moment you decide, no, I believe the Word of God that says, by His stripes you are healed. Now, I believe that. The moment you said that, the moment I choose to believe this, the moment I choose to believe that there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, I believe that with all my heart, and I say it with my mouth, I'm saved. Your feelings are not any different. Besides, you've never been saved. How you know you're supposed to, how you're supposed to feel? But I believe it because you said it. Faith cometh. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. You believed it in your heart, you said it with your mouth, and you followed it with corresponding action. Praise God, I believe I'm saved, and I'm receiving the Holy Ghost too, because the Word of God says He's mine. Well, when you go to by His stripes ye were healed, the moment you said with your mouth, I believe that in my heart, I don't care what that says, I believe I'm healed. He wouldn't lie to me, I am healed, my faith says I'm healed, and I am healed. Now what happens? In your spirit man, faith is activated. Faith was released the moment you said that. Your physical flesh can't feel it yet. Yeah, but now, Brother Copeland, look, that's not true. I'm not healed. No, this is not truth. This rash or whatever it was, that's not truth. That's natural physical fact. This is truth. I put God's Word, He said it, so I'm saying what He said. I put His Word in my heart, in my mouth, in my heart, in my mouth. I meditate on the fact that I am now healed. I continue to confess that. I continue to walk in that. I don't compromise that. The words I'm believing, the words I'm saying will remove the fact. The truth will make you free of the fact. And we're out of time.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.